You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got Larry's in on. And Larry, this week's theme is summer. So we're going to talk a little summertime and all that other stuff, but how's it going at Warren Henry Automotive?
Well, it was a sunny day a few minutes ago, but other than that, everything's great. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. Yeah, Oscar was telling me, we were talking about the weather. He said, what's the weather going to be like? I said, I was great and dry and gorgeous when I came in, and I turned around. And I guess that's the first thing we can know about summer is that whatever the 5 minutes brings you, it's certainly different weather.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, literally 20 minutes ago, it was kind of nice. Now it looks like
hot.
The sky's about to fall.
Yeah, as Oscar said, it's hot, too. That's Oscar's favorite word. Now, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind when we talk about summer with you, Larry?
People putting their flashers on as it downpours on I-95 and going from 60 miles per hour down to 10, even though the cars are more than capable of driving at normal speeds in the rain, you know, safely, of course. And, you know, just the havoc that that causes for everyone else.
Well, we're going to talk more about the summertime later on in the show with Larry and our other guests, and I'm going to have a whole thing about my summer stuff at the end. But Larry, you know, I was cruising the Warren Henry Automotive website, www.warrenhenryauto.com, right?
That's the one.
And I noticed that there's this brand new Infiniti, looks to me targeted straight at me, the Formula One racing guys. Thank goodness Michael Schumacher's out of the coma for those F1 fans out there. The Q50 Orange?
The Orange.
There you go. You got it better than me, man.
Yeah, named after one of the famous racetracks, the Spa.
Oh.
It is going to be an absolute monster. They're taking the Nissan GT-R engine and putting it inside a Q50. So we're talking 550 horsepower, turbo. The thing is going to be incredible.
Now, this was, also inspired by Red Bull, no?
Well, you know, Infiniti has a partnership with the Red Bull Racing Team, champion for the last 4 years. This year it's not looking as good, but, you know, anything can happen. It's still early in the season. And the world champion for the last 4 years, Sebastian Vettel, was key in developing this vehicle. So it's pretty interesting. He is their director of performance, and supposedly he's put his stamp of approval on this car as something that's really special.
Yeah, I know. I saw the color photo on the internet, and it just looked awesome. Carbon fiber bodywork, F1 aerodynamic. Really cool interior. I mean, what's going on here?
Infiniti's stepping up their game in the performance field. This should be the first of many performance-oriented vehicles that take it to another level, like BMW's M line and Mercedes AMG line. This is, Infiniti's going to take a stab at that, and this car should be quite a winner.
Ran in and said that I was working on a mic that didn't actually sound too good. Now, Larry, while I was there, I also looked up on the Jaguar website, and, it seemed to me like Jaguar's doing something that I'm going to want almost as much as the Infiniti. They've got this brand new Project 7. What's that? They're only making 250 units of this? What's going on?
It's actually really cool. Jaguar has opened up what they call the Special Vehicle Operations Unit. So they're going to be building custom vehicles for customers and then one-off units like this Project 7. The Project 7 is supposed to have 575 horsepower. It's inspired by the Jaguar D-Type. It's got the fin behind the driver like the old race cars.
Oh.
The car looks absolutely bonkers.
I mean, Larry,
one of those cars you buy and you stash and you hold on to forever because it is that unique and that special.
It sounds like it. It sounds like absolutely awesome. Now, you know, and just while we're breezing through Jaguar, it seemed to me that they got an award for total quality.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that old stigma with Jaguar is just a stigma. I mean, they've really stepped their game up, and they're one of the top winners in initial quality by J.D. Power and Associates.
Well, listen, every time I go in there, they're just absolutely beautiful. They've got that new grill look going across the model line, and I got to tell you, I'm looking at this photo that they have on it, and the photo is going 900 miles an hour. It's amazing.
Uh-huh. I mean, that car is incredible. I don't know if you can put it on the show's website or put the videos up. I'll send you whatever you need. Everybody needs to hear this car. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It is intoxicating.
Yeah, email me some stuff. We'll put it up on the show Facebook. That's, you know, Jim Freedom Business Facebook and www.freedombusiness, or we'll tweet about it, too. You get Peter to hit me with some good social media, and we'll go from there. And, you know, what we'll do is... you know, we'll put that up and make sure that we share it with everybody. Now, you know, Larry, you know, you drive around town, you drive around in all those great Warren Henry Infinities and all your other stuff. Listen to your XM stereo. What are your favorite XM stations, man?
Well, I like Sirius XMU, Alt Nation, Classic Vinyl, Classic Rewind, and the Grateful Dead channel.
Okay, now what's your favorite Grateful Dead?
My favorite song?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I really like China Cat Sunflower, and some versions of Dark Star are just absolutely amazing when they go on for 20, 25 minutes on the same song. I love when they jam like that. I truly wish I would have had an opportunity to see them live, but, you know.
Well, you know, that's what
cover bands.
Well, all I can tell you is that that those long jams are what it is. What's needed going from downtown to Aventura at 5:30 in the afternoon when you can't get in the SOV lane. And I got to tell you is that I saw these people. I saw them in Tampa. Gosh, mid-80s. It was just absolutely one of the most awesome experiences, I think. I can't really remember it too well.
I can't imagine why.
Now, you know, Larry, we'll have to move on quickly from that. Now, where are you going this summer? You got anything cool planned? Since the real thrust of our show today is summer, where are you going this summer?
Well, I'm going to have an opportunity to visit the Land Rover factory and see how they manufacture the vehicles in England later this month, which is something that's really exciting for me. That's kind of like a car guy heaven.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, Larry, when you tell me you're going out to Texas and taking the test drives, I know something special's coming, and I'm always getting jealous about all that stuff.
You know, it's a really cool thing about being in this business. We get a lot of great opportunities to try new things, and if you feel as passionately about the vehicles as I do, it's always special, especially when you get to see how they're made.
You know, when we talk about that and you're going to England and all that other stuff, you know, my wife really wants to get one of those little the Range Rover Sports. You know, I call up your guys at the dealership and they say, yeah, you can get one in 4 months. I go, how about now? It's her birthday next week. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, the world's changed, Jim. You know, the United States isn't getting as much of the inventory as we used to. And now it goes to all these different countries, to China, to Russia, to India. I mean, there's a lot more thirst for luxury goods out there than there was previously. And, you know, that's certainly affected it. I mean, they're building at full capacity, everything that they can, and there's just more demand than supply.
Well, luxury goods, that's what you sell. I see your is it a showroom you would call it up at Bell Harbor? You got the cars everywhere. I can go up and talk to people. It definitely belongs up there.
Well, you know, we do have a display at Bell Harbor, which is really neat. You know, always love to have those cars over there. It gets us in front of a really eclectic audience, to say the least. You know, there's all sorts of different types of people going through there. And, you know, it's in the right place for luxury vehicles. I mean, that's a great place to be.
All right. Well, listen, Larry, we're going to take a little bit of an earlier break, and then I want to come back and I want to talk about Warren Henry and exotic cars. You think you can do that with me?
I would love to.
All right. I figured that. All right. We're back with Larry Zinn of Warren Henry Automotive, talking luxury and exotic cars, including his line of Lamborghinis. I'm getting up there for that thing on that once-in-one thing, Larry. I'm going for that. We'll be right back after this short break. More Freedom Business, more Warren Henry Automotive, luxury cars, summer, back after this.